اشرف ان محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه. الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله.
الله اكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Thank you. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله. Inshallah, after the remaining salah, our honorable guest, Sheikh Mu'adh Salim Al-Arab, who is a gifted reciter of the Holy Quran. Allah has blessed him with a phenomenal voice, and he also is an expert in imitating the great voices of the Muslim Ummah, the likes of the Imam of the Haramain, people like Sheikh Mahir al-Ma'iqali, Sheikh Hudhayfi, great Egyptian grandmasters like Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi. These are all voices that we know, that we are accustomed to, that we love. And Sheikh can imitate these voices very well as well. Inshallah, it will be an evening of inspiration, a delight to the heart. Inshallah, all brothers are requested to participate. Jazakumullah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا وبعد Brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته والله it was a great honor to be with you during the blessed nights of Ramadan and here we are again during the blessed days of Al-Hajj الحمد لله We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept everything that we do for His sake and to reward us and to accept our good deeds and add it to our scales, inshaAllah. We'd like to thank the Masjid committee here for warmly welcoming us once again, Brother Zakaria and everybody here, the Imams and the committee members. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, preserve them, and increase them in khair. We're here, inshallah, on behalf of Al-Haramain Institute, as well as Physicians Across Continents, who is our charity partner. And in front of you, as you see, and as the Imam had introduced, Sheikh Mu'adh Salem Arab, who has a master's in tafsir from Jordan, and he is an Imam Khatib under the Ministry of Religious Affairs in Jordan. Alhamdulillah. He is also a gifted qari who can recite, like the Imam mentioned, like many of the A'immatul Haramain, Sharifain, Mecca, Medina, as well as the masters of the Qurra, Shuyukh of the Qurra of Egypt. Inshallah, you'll hear the Sheikh recite. So the format of the program, just so everyone knows, inshallah, they're prepared to be with us until the end. Sheikh will first recite some ayat from the Qur'an. Then he will deliver a short nasiha. Then we will call our charity partners, inshallah, onto the stage. And then Sheikh will recite again in various voices of the Imams, ending with a dua as well, inshallah. Without any delay, I will pass the mic to the Sheikh. Sheikh can begin. فليتفضل مشكورا شيخنا Sheikh Mu'adh Salem Arab.
Give my respect to brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كافها يا عين صاد ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال رب إني وهن العظم مني واشتعل الرأس شيبا ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقيا وإني خفت الموالي من ورائي وكانت امرأتي عاقرا فهب لي من لدنك وليا يرثني ويرث من آل يعقوب واجعله رب رضيا يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام وكانت امرأتي عاقرا وقد بلغت من الكبر عتيا قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين وقد خلقتك من قبل ولم تك شيئا قال رب اجعل لي آية قال آيتك ألا تكلم الناس ثلاث ليال سويا فخرج على قومه من المحراب فأوحى إليهم أن سبحوا بكرة وعشيا
الحمد لله بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خيرة خلقه وحبيبه اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأتباعه ومن استنى بسنته واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم كما جمعني وإياكم في بيته وعلى طاعته أسأله سبحانه أن يجمعني وإياكم في جنته ودار كرامته ومستقر رحمته مع الصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا
I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He join us in his house, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as You join us in Your house, join us in the paradise, and with companions, with anbiya, with salihin. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we, alhamdulillah, نحن نعيش في the best days. We living in the best days in this, in all the year. This is 10 days of the Hijjah, which is 10 days of the Hijjah, the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى من هذه الأيام, يعني أيام ذي الحجة. قالوا يا رسول الله, ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله, قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بماله ونفسه ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. هذا الحديث رواه ابن عباس. Ibn Abbas narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are no days during which the righteous action is so blessing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these days, which is the 10 days, the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The companions asking the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked him, O Messenger of Allah, even jihad in sake of Allah? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, even jihad in the sake of Allah, except one case. One goes forth with his life and his property, and he does not return either of it. Subhanallah. Can you imagine, brother? The amal salih, the action, the good deeds, even if in your eyes, in your eyesight, it's small, but عند الله سبحانه وتعالى, it's big. Subhanallah. So also, the first thing the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم talked about these days, about the fasting. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about the observance of Siyam of Arafah, Yom Arafah, Al-Hajj Arafah. The Prophet said, Hajj, it's Arafah. وَعَرَفَ كُلُّهَا مَوْقِفْ. And the place of Arafah, you can, subhanAllah, stay there. It's Hajj Arafah. So they asking about the fasting, observing fasting in Arafah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, it's an expiation, the sins, for sins, for the preceding year and the current year. Subhanallah. So this is the Siyam, one day. Can you imagine 2 years? One before and one, subhanallah, you are in it, subhanallah. This is the fasting. What about other obligation, our ta'at, subhanallah? The Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, one time somebody asked him, subhanallah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this 10 days blessing, 10 days, why? He said, لِأَنَّهَا قَدْ جَمَعَتْ أُمَّهَاتِ الْعِبَادَاتِ. He said, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He joined the mothers of ta'at in this 10 days, subhanallah. There is hajj, there is sacrificing for slaughter qurbani or udhi. There is, subhanallah, hajj, there is al-ajj wa-thajj. You know, al-ajj wa-thajj, this is the voice of talbiyah. So all the companions, when the 10 days start, they, subhanAllah, start mention Allah Azza wa Jal. They said takbir or talbiyah. You can say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the days of mention Allah Azza wa Jal. Qala Allahu Azza wa Jal, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered his, his messenger Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh Ibrahim, أذن في الناس, make أذان for Hajj.
وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق.
يأتين من كل فج عميق. They will came to the Kaaba from everywhere in this world. Subhanallah. Is the other name for the Kaaba, it's Mecca. Mecca or Becca. Mecca, that means the observe the people. The observe the people, subhanAllah. Mecca. Mecca for Mecca, al-tiflu thadiya ummahu. The kids, when he nursing from his mother, he like he suck his hair, subhanAllah. Nursing, subhanAllah, it's Mecca. From and Becca, the name it's, it came from Arabic language. Becca, that's everyone when the first time he came to the Kaaba, he will start crying. And subhanAllah, his eyes are tearing, subhanAllah, his tears come out, subhanAllah. This Becca for Buka, subhanAllah. So everyone here, he subhanAllah, he has attention to make Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, inshallah, the time and the money and the opportunity to visit Kaaba with Hajj next year, inshallah. Ya Rabb, say inshallah. Brothers, the other inshallah ibadat and ta'at, there is the recite of Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal Qur'ani dhikr. The Quran, it's mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to mention Allah, recite, read the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we know there is people, they sick, there is people, they working, there is people, other people, they fighting in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just recite. And the first word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first word revealed on the Prophet Muhammad, on the heart of the Prophet Muhammad, he said, Iqra. Read. Read Quran Kareem. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one he creator. Subhanallah. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. So recite Quran Kareem, brother. Mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are no days during which the righteous action is so blessing to Allah than this days. The other hadith, he said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ التَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. Make more mention for tahmeed, alhamdulillah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, and tahleel, la ilaha illallah. There is two things about the mention, or two kind for the mention. There is mention, unlimited mention. It starts with the first day of the first 10 days of the Hijjah. And the second kind, it will be muqayyad. That means al-dhikr al-muqayyad, or al-dhikr, the mention of a limit mention. It will start the night of Eid, and it will done at the third day, the third day of at-tashriq. You know at-tashriq. Brother, subhanAllah, I would like to remind everyone, he has attention to sacrifice, to slaughter udhiyah, inshaAllah. There is sunnah. Some people, they don't know about this sunnah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anyone, if he has attention to slaughter udhiyah, and the 10 days of the Hijjah came, so he have to stop to cut his nails and his hair. So anyone, he have attention, you have to stop to take from his nails to cut it or hair until the subhanAllah, the day of Eid. After the day of Eid, after Salah, after he slaughtered his udhiyah, he finished, and eat it and the and feed the poor people and masakin, then he can make cut his nails. So what's the hikmah? What is the wisdom from this? Why the Prophet ﷺ he command us to do that? Why? That subhanAllah tashabbuh bil hujjaj. We try to imitate the Hajj. You know, Hajjaj. Hujjaj, they cannot take from hair, from their hair or nails until to finish manasik al Hajj. Subhanallah. The other thing I would like to remind you about this 10 days, brother, to be from those people, they obedient their parents. طاعة الوالدين بر الوالدين. It says, brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَضَى أي حكمة. Don't worship. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا. Don't worship anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said what?
وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا.
After worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be obedient with your parents. Be make ta'a for your parents. After ta'at Allah, you have to go to subhanahu to be from those obedient for don't be from those disobedient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will curse them. Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the mention, la'ana Allahu man 'aqqa waliday. La'ana Allahu man 'aqqa waliday. You know the la'an? La'an is turned from rahmatullah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not give him his mercy, the one he disobedience his parents. So this is the good, wallahi, to remind you, brother, and remind myself to be, inshallah, obey our parents and make dua for them. This is the days of dua. This is the days for dua, brother. So make dua for the Islamic mention, make dua for yourself, for your kids. Wallahi, brother, subhanAllah. Our kids right now, they suffering, wallahi, brother. There is a drugs, there is the friends, bad friends. Wallahi al-azim, brother. I'm looking in my eyes when I go walking in this areas. I saw a lot of the Muslims. He looks like Muslim. But he's drink alcohol. He's something, subhanAllah. So brothers, wallahi, you have to take care of your kids. Make dua for them, wallah. They suffering. This is the dunya. It's fitna. It's subhanAllah, calamities. Make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from any sharr. Us or our kids, inshaAllah. جزاكم الله خيرا. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى العظيم كما جمعنا وإياكم في بيته أن يجمعنا وإياكم في جنته ودار كرامته. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فيكم جميعا. Thank you for listening. جزاكم الله خيرا.
جزاك الله خير فضيلة الشيخ معاذ. إن شاء الله الشيخ will be reciting in the various voices of the Imams of the Haramain, إن شاء الله, after the next part of the program, which is a short charity fundraiser by our charity partner, Physicians Across Continents, who supported us in making this program happen. Brother Arfan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers, we came here in Ramadan, and mashallah, you were amazing brothers. Your hospitality, we even still talk about it now, alhamdulillah. And that shows the love and the brotherhood of the people of Bradford, alhamdulillah. Since we've come from Ramadan, we are using your money that you've given us to spend it in projects. And alhamdulillah, we'll be going to places like Nigeria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, all these countries affected by issues, Syria. And subhanAllah, the needs around the world are great. So we should be saying shukr of Allah that we are in a country that is safe and that we have all the provisions in front of us, alhamdulillah. Because you don't know, like the people of Syria, they were like a middle class people, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned their lives upside down. And a lot of brothers here who are more of the older generations who come from Pakistan or Afghanistan. And I was in Afghanistan in December. Wallahi, it's a very bad situation for our brothers and sisters. But brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. Why do we care? Why should we care? We feel it in our hearts. And this is one of the things that the kuffar do not like. That we are sitting here in Bradford or London or Manchester, but our hearts are with our brothers and sisters all over the world. Because this is the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We feel that pain. The youngsters, the old, and in our actions, our children are here. They see us give money, they see us give charity. And they're saying, Abba, why are we doing this? Amma, why are we doing this? For our brothers and sisters, for the qurbani, for the zakat, the sadaqah. So I come to you again, once again, to ask for funds. And this is, again, I said this before, is not for them, it's for yourself. Allah will look after them, Allah will take care of them. As the bird in the morning wakes up, has an empty stomach, goes out, it finds its provisions and its food, and it comes back, feeds its children, Allah will provide for them. But the difference is, brothers, who is the person who's going to give for them? Are you going to run in there and say, yes, it's going to be me? Are you the brother who's going to stand in the first saf? Are you the brother who's going to do the two rakats for the masjid? Are you the brother who's going to, etc., etc., etc.? Running after those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves in the blessed day of Dhul Hijjah. And it's really important, especially in the month of Dhul Hijjah, is the best 10 days. Even better than the days of Ramadan. Even better than the days of Ramadan. Look at that. And as the Shaykh said, Allah swears a qasam on this. So who are we? So I'm here representing Physicians Across Continents, where Alhamdulillah, American medical charity. We've been around for around 21 years. We do surgeries all over the world for people who can't afford it. If tomorrow, inshallah, that no one gets ill here, but if you were ill or a family member was ill, we can go to our GP, we can go to our doctor, we can go to the numerous hospitals around, and our problem will be resolved, inshallah. But our brothers in Syria, our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan, our brothers and sisters in all over the world, even our countries, if you don't have the means to pay, you will not be able to get the service, you will not be able to get the doctor, you will not be able to get the medicine, you will not be able to get anything, let alone the operation that you need. So this, for me personally, and I've worked in the charity sector for the last 15 years, 20 years, is very important, because this is something that is very missing in our charity field. So brothers, I would like you to dig deep in the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah, make the intention, and to give your sadaqah. You know, think ahead. So I want to now appeal to you directly, inshallah, that I can have a few brothers and sisters or brothers here who can, you know, put their hands up and raise money and, you know, give for this, for the sake of Allah. We have PDQ machines at the back, which you can just use your cards to make payments. We can set up a standing order. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves consistency. Consistency in all matters. Whether that's your salah, whether it's your Quran, whether it's your charitable giving. So I need a few brothers to put their hands up, inshallah, that who can give £250 towards a share of an operation. One operation costs £500, but I'm asking for a lesser amount so we can have shares in this. And I know it's a lot of amount, because people after Ramadan, you know, they've given everything that they can give. But brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the sadaqah does not diminish our wealth. Do we really believe that? So if I have any brother who wishes to give £250, just please put your hands up, inshallah. Any brother here who wants to put £250, you put your hands up, and my colleagues, inshallah, we have 1, 2, 3 brothers there, mashallah, 3 there. Say takbir, brothers. Takbir. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. And as our Sheikh said, that this is the days of doing the takbirat. The takbirat is really important. And I know a lot of masjids after salah would do the takbirat. Because you are praising Allah. You are feeling like you are at the Hajj. Wallahi, when you see the Hajj, your eyes, like the Sheikh said, bakha, you will start crying. I don't know how many brothers have been here Hajj. Put your hands up. A few. MashaAllah. May Allah send you again. Ameen. So brothers, we have to feel like that we are going on the Hajj. And part of the days of Dhul Hijjah is giving charity. And as the Sheikh said, that this is the 10 days that combines everything. The Qurbani, the fasting, the charity, the Quran. Everything is combined in these 10 days. That's why it's the best 10 days. So brothers, treat this as if you would treat it in Ramadan. So I need a few more brothers to put their hand up for £250. Any more brothers here? Any more? Otherwise we'll bring it down to £150.
So the £1, it's different in this day. If you give charity £1, it's and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's more. In 10 days, it's more than the sadaqah in the 10 days of the Hijjah. It's the best of than in Ramadan. Subhanallah.
So you heard it from the Sheikh there as well. So if I was to say to you, I'm going to give you £500, £1,000, £10,000, and I said, come and meet me outside, everyone will be outside. The Sheikh is saying here that the money that you give is like double, tripled, quadrupled, and this only Allah knows how much it is. As we say in Ramadan, we know it's the measure is huge. But Dhul Hijjah is the same. It's the same. So brothers, we have to treat this very seriously, that you tighten, you fast, you put as much effort as you do in Ramadan. Because you know, as the Sheikh was saying, doing the Qurbani, we feel that doing the Qurbani, they will run to the streets, they will gather the people, give the food to their neighbors. We're missing this in this country because we can't do the Qurbani in the country. But in other countries, they can do this. And our brothers and sisters in Syria, in Yemen, Afghanistan, they don't have a choice to eat meat. But this is the one time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them the opportunity through your Qurbani. So brothers, I'm coming back to the cause here, which is medical aid. £150. I just need three brothers to put their hand up for £150. Do I have three brothers here for £150? And you can set up a direct debit, spread it over the 12 months. I just need three people for £150. Any more? Okay, inshallah. I'll bring it one more time down. I'm looking for about five brothers that we could do £50. Do I have five brothers here who could do £50 on the card machines? We can do on the... Oh, we've got two brothers there, mashallah. So we've got two brothers at the back doing £50. Mushfiq, just two brothers at the back over there. Mashallah, say takbir. One brother here, mashallah. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. We have another brother here. So don't worry, we're keeping note of this. Alhamdulillah. And we have another brother here, mashallah. Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Just two more people, and then I will stop and let the Sheikh carry on, inshallah. Just two more people. Two more people, and then I'm done. Two more people, anyway? No? Okay, no worries, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. And brothers, we'll be here until the end of the program. And you can drop money into the cash into the bucket. You can also, any amount that you want to give, whether it's £5, £2, £1, whatever it is, give for the sake of Allah. Because the amount that you give is multiplied. And it's not me asking you. Like I said, you are doing yourself a favor. Remember that you are doing yourself a favor. Do you think Allah needs your qurbani? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs your sacrifice? Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs your salah? No. Wallahi, He doesn't need any of it. But Allah has given you the opportunity, and one of the opportunities in these blessed days of Dhul Hijjah, inshallah. May Allah SWT bless the brothers of Bradford and bless this masjid, inshallah. And that Allah SWT increases you and gives you barakah in everything you do. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We will make dua, inshallah, for everyone. He made the donation, mashallah. And the others, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Dear respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I will start to imitate mashayikh of Haram. I will start, inshallah, with Sheikh Maher al-Ma'iqli. I will start with the Surah Al-Fatiha, then inshallah other surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة فاصبر صبرا جميلا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا يوم تكون السماء كالمهل وتكون الجبال كالعهن ولا يسأل حميم حميما يبصرونهم يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببنيه وصاحبته وأخيه وفصيلته التي تؤويه ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجيه كلا إنها لظى نزاعة للشوى تدعو من أدبر وتولى وجمع فأوعى إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون.
Now I will start inshallah with Sheikh Ahmed Al-Ajami.
ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم نزل عليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه مصدقا لما بين يديه وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل من قبل هدى للناس وأنزل الفرقان إن الذين كفروا بآيات الله لهم عذاب شديد والله عزيز ذو انتقام إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء لا إله إلا هو العزيز الرحيم.
Now I will recite Ali Jaber.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكلبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
Now I will recite سعود الشريم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب.
Now I will recite محمد أيوب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويجعل لك قصورا بل كذبوا بالساعة وأعتدنا لمن كذب بالساعة سعيرا إذا رأتهم من مكان بعيد سمعوا لها تغيظا وزفيرا وإذا ألقوا منها مكانا ضيقا مقرنين دعوا هنالك ثبورا لا تدعوا اليوم ثبورا واحدا وادعوا ثبورا كثيرا.
Now we'll recite inshallah الحذيفي شيخ عبد الرحمن شيخ عبد الرحمن الحذيفي شيخ علي الحذيفي عفوا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف.
Now I will recite Sheikh Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari. He's Imam al-Madina also. Madina or Haram? Imam al-Haram also. He has a common recitation from Surah Qaf. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. So everyone here know it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد وجاءت جاءت كل نفس معها سائق سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع للخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد
Now I will recite, inshallah, Al-Husari, Sheikh Al-Husari. He's an Egyptian Sheikh, Rahmatullah alayh.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
Now Sheikh Ali Jaber.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Now Sheikh Abd al-Siddiq al-Minshawi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال فحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين.
Now we will inshallah start with Sheikh Saad al-Ghami. He has a different way he recite. I will start with the maqam. His maqam is named maqam al-Rast. He recite like this.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
There is another way he recites.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما.
Now I will recite with my voice, Sheikh Mu'adh.
فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعيدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا والله الله جعل لكم الأرض بساطا لتسلكوا منها سبلا فجاجا.
بارك الله. Now, brothers, inshallah, I will recite Surah Al-Fatiha with Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sudais, inshallah. Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Sudais, when he started making imama, he said,
Istawu, istawu, aqimu sufufakum, istawu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
He said, Bismillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا ولك الحمد.
Then he start to make dua khatma. Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sudais make dua khatma inshallah, and we will say ameen inshallah with dua.
الحمد لله الذي خلق الخلق فأبداه وسن الدين وشرعه ونور النور وشاشاه وقدر الرزق ووسعه وأجر الماء فأنبعه. الحمد لله الذي قدر المقدور وصرف الأمور وسخر البحر المسجور وأنزل التوراة والإنجيل والزبور وأقسم بالقرآن والطور والجنات والقصور والولدان والحور. إن الله يسمع من يشاء وما أنت بمسمع من في القبور. سبحان من عز فارتفع وعلى فامتنع وذل كل شيء لعظمته وخضع وأمسك السماء أن تقع وضر ونفع وأعطى ومنع وكلم موسى فأسمع وتجلى للجبل فتقطع وأنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع. صدق الله العزيز التواب الغفور الوهاب.
بجبروته الرقاب وذلت لجبروته الصعاب تسبح له الملائكة والسحاب والبرق والسراب والشجر والدواب مسبب الأسباب ومنزل الكتاب وخالق خلقه من تراب غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب صدق ميز الجليل. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك اللهم لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت ولك الحمد والشكر على ما أنعمت به على ما أنعمت به علينا وأوليت ونستعينك ونستغفرك ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا واصل المنقطعين أوصلنا إليك. اللهم تقبل صدقاتنا اللهم تقبل دعاءنا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم بارك لنا في العشر من ذي الحجة اللهم تقبل من الحجاج حجهم وأعدهم بحج مبرور وسعي مشكور وذنب مغفور وتجارة لن تبور. يا رب العالمين تقبل منا الصدقات والصلاة والدعاء يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا وعطفوا علينا ونحن كبارا. اللهم آنس وحشتهم في القبور يا رب العالمين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بارك الله فيكم.
جزاك الله خير فضيلة الشيخ معاذ سالم عرب. والله I don't know about the brothers but it's brought back memories and it's making my heart cry. I want to be there in front of the Haram right now. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who have done Hajj we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it, and for those who haven't, may Allah make a way for you inshaAllah. We also make dua for our Shaykh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him from the Ahlul Quran. And inshaAllah, we hope that Shaykh will be with us in UK, more familiar face inshaAllah amongst our community. Shaykh bi'idhnillah will be with us next Ramadan as well. So imagine praying Taraweeh behind each imam, each raka'ah inshaAllah. Here in your masjid bi'idhnillah. Jazakum Allah khair. If you'd like to conclude, Shaykh.
Jazakum Allahu khaira. We thank our guests, Sheikh Salim, the Al Haramain team, the Physicians Across Borders team. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward their coming. Jin Sathiyone Ta'awun Firmaya, all those who donated, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your donations. MashaAllah, as the brother said, Sheikh really, aisa Haramain Sharif hai ka manzar khincha. Okay, if you close your eyes, you know, sometimes you're in Makkah and sometimes you're in Medina and sometimes you're walking through the streets of Cairo. Sheikh really is an amazing, amazing human being. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him and protect him. And may we see him again soon, inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khair. speak.